This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Lord's done a lot for your life, whether you know it or not. I'm convinced in heaven we're going to find out things that the Lord did for us that we had no knowledge of. We're going to find out ways that we were protected. We're going to find out things that, you know, the Lord did that spared us in a situation. I really believe that. It's really not a positive thing. Annie probably would say, I don't think you should tell the story, but I think of it a lot in my life. There was a time when I first met Annie. She said, would you like to go flying with my brother, who's a pilot? And I said, yeah, I'd love to do that. I was in college. And it's a horrible memory for me to this day, even though I didn't realize it at the time. Through a weird set of circumstances, I came within inches of walking into a moving propeller of a plane. I'd never flown before. My brother-in-law screamed from the cockpit. I couldn't have heard him, but I was walking right toward the moving propeller. And he said, all you did, you walked right up to it, and then you stopped and you walked another direction. I have to believe that my life was spared. I mean, you can say anything you want, just a good luck situation. No, I didn't find that out till years later. That's my point. I didn't know it that day. They told me years later when my brother-in-law said, you don't realize how close you came to dying that day. You have no idea. And there are things that I think we're going to find out in eternity where the Lord has spared you. Spared you and spared you. I really believe that. I will tell of the kindnesses. Look at verse 8. He said, surely they are my people, sons and daughters, I would add to that, who will not be false to me. So he became their Savior. God has always had a people. You know, the chosen people in the Old Testament were the Israelites, and the New Testament talks about God's chosen people, and guess who they are? The body of Christ. That's no small thing. As God's chosen people, Paul said in Colossians, here's what you're to be. As God's chosen people. God's always had a people. And I want to let you in on a little secret. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and you have accepted him into your life and obeyed him, I'm going to tell you something. You're God's people. You're part of the family. And so am I. Do you realize God's always had a people, sons and daughters, who will not be false to me? What does that mean? What is it that makes a husband to his wife? What is it that makes a wife to her husband? Most people would say, we've got a piece of paper. We've got this marriage license, Randy, and that's the document. No, you know what makes you a husband to your wife or a wife to your husband? That you're true to that person. That's the person you're loyal to. That's the person you're faithful to. That's the distinguishing mark of a relationship. And God is looking for churches, and God is looking for families, and God is looking for individual people that will not be false to him, meaning pretending one thing but doing another. Has it ever hurt you in your life where somebody pretended to be one way and then you found out they were just the opposite? Has that ever happened in a family situation? Sure. You ever had a friend at work, somebody at school, who pretended to be one way, but they were false to you? They talked out of both sides of their mouth. They told you something, but told somebody something else. That's being false to people. And God says, surely they are my people who will not be false to me, and I will become their Savior.
Well, part three of this message will air tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. We've told you recently about a new feature on our website called Visual Stories. It's worth looking at even today. That's crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.